The crunch of the snow under our feet was the only sound around us. The moon in the sky providing our only source of light as I held your hand and led you across the yard behind the home I grew up in. I had been planning this night since I asked you to come home with me for Thanksgiving. I could feel my heart beating faster in my chest the closer we got to our destination. I could see you looking down at the snow as we walked, almost as if you were savoring the sight of it beneath your shoes. Gone was the formal attire from the party tonight. Instead, here you were, your glasses slipping down your nose, and that soft blue beanie placed firmly on your head. I loved the way you looked in your glasses. If I didn't think you would have killed me, I'd have hidden your contacts the second we arrived. The sight of you standing next to me took my breath away. I will never forget the sound that escaped you when you saw the treehouse before us and realized it was our destination. I had never brought anyone here before, not even as a teenager. The treehouse had always been my safe space, but I wanted to share it with you. I would also be lying if I said I didn't appreciate the view as you climbed the ladder ahead of me. I knew the moment I saw the wonder in your eyes that my efforts in getting the treehouse ready the last 2 days had not been in vain. I wanted this night to be special for you. Ever since we met, you always told me how special the holidays were for you. And even though you tried to hide it, I knew being unable to be with your family hurt you. I wanted nothing more than to hold you in my arms and tell you it would be all right. But I couldn't do that. Not yet. You weren't ready. You settled back onto the pile of pillows that nearly filled one side of the treehouse and took in the twinkle lights that I'd strung up all around us. You looked so at peace in that moment, so content in your own skin. I loved how comfortable you were with me. I lay on the pillows beside you, throwing the down comforter I'd carried out earlier over us for extra warmth. The treehouse was insulated, but that wasn't to say it wasn't a bit drafty. And even in our jeans and hoodies, we both needed the extra layer of the blanket. I produced a laptop from beside me and a thermos full of cocoa. It was time for one of your favorite movies. The laptop lay between us, but even so, I could still feel you beside me. The sound of your laughter washing over me like a wave every time. God, how I wanted to be the one making you laugh. The movie ended, and the laptop was moved, the only obstruction between us now gone. We lay there for a long moment, just content in the silence of one another's company. My heart ached as I looked at you. Your eyes met mine behind your glasses, and for the life of me, I couldn't look away. The way you looked at me, I could tell you actually saw me for who I am. Not just as a pretty face, like everyone else does. And I wanted more than anything to be that person for you, too. I wish you could see yourself the way I saw you as you lay there in your faded hoodie and jeans. I wish you could feel the way I felt when I looked at you. The way my body ached for you in every way. I had never wanted someone the way I wanted you. Not once. I couldn't help but ask to kiss you. I needed to feel your lips on mine. I needed to taste you on my tongue. When you said yes, I thought I was dreaming. My heart raced in my chest, blood pounding in my ears as I leaned into you. Your lips tasted like the cocoa we had been drinking. The lingering smell of fabric softener from your hoodie enveloping my senses as I pulled your body closer to mine. This was our first kiss. And if I had any say in the matter, it would not be our last. You fit so perfectly in my arms as I held you against me. It took all my willpower to keep my hands at your waist. My fingers itched to touch you more. I could feel you sigh against my lips as your hands moved into my hair. I wanted more. So much more. But I knew you weren't ready. As I pulled away, I made a promise in that moment. I promised to show you I was serious about this. I promised to earn your heart. I would wait forever for you. Of that,